Og. We move now to our main feature, Checks Today, produced by Colleen O'Connor. It's about a Czech footballer who scored one of the world's most famous penalty kicks.
En nu krijgen we de aanloop van Panenka. Meijer op de lijn. Panenka, zachtjes na. Ja, scoort! Ik dacht dat hij naast schoot, maar hij scoorde. Heel zachtjes, heel gedurfd. Panenka.
Belgrade, the 20th of June, 1976. And Antonín Panenka scores the winning goal for Czechoslovakia in a penalty shootout after the final of the European Cup of Nations against Germany ended in a draw. This goal was undoubtedly one of the greatest moments in Czech sporting history, and it made Panenka a household name. This skillful attacking midfielder is still remembered today for the cheeky manner in which he took the crucial penalty, calmly waiting for the German goalkeeper to dive before gently slotting the ball in the centre of the goal. Nobody had ever seen a penalty like it before, and its impudence drew lots of comment in press reports all around the world. One French journalist even went so far as to describe Panenka as a poet for the sheer style in which he took the kick. Antonín Panenka himself says that he came up with the idea on the training ground of the Prague club Bohemians, where he plied his trade for many years.
Do té doby to nikdo takhle nikdy nekop. Já jsem si tuhle tu penaltu v podstatě vymyslel tím, že jsem tady po každém tréninku na Bohemce.
Nobody had ever taken a penalty like that before. I came up with the idea because I used to practice penalties after training at Bohemians with our goalkeeper Zdeněk Hruška. To make it interesting, we used to wager a beer or a bar of chocolate on each penalty. Unfortunately, because he was such a good keeper, I ended up losing money, as he kept saving more shots than I could score. As a result, I ended up lying awake at night, thinking about how I could get the upper hand.
No, tak se ve mně zrodila taková ta myšlenka, že ten brankář prostě čeká do posledního okamžiku a pak se snaží prostě vystihnout tam, kam to kopu.
I eventually realized that the goalkeeper always waits until just before the last moment to try and anticipate where the ball is going and dives just before it's kicked so he can reach the shot in time. I decided that it was probably easier to score by feinting to shoot and then just gently tapping the ball into the middle of the goal. In this way, the keeper had always dived by the time the ball was kicked and had no chance of recovering in time to save the shot. I tried it out on the training ground and it worked like a charm. The only problem was that I started getting a lot fatter because I won back all those beers and chocolates.
To mělo nevýhodu v tom, že jsem začal tlousnout, protože jsem ty piva a ty čokolády vyhrával zpátky, že jo.
It's one thing to take a penalty like Panenka did on the training ground. It's quite another to take a penalty like that when it's the deciding strike in the final of a major tournament. Even to this day, many football commentators are amazed at how Panenka managed to hold his nerve to take a shot like that, especially as he would have looked extremely silly had the keeper not dived. The player himself says he never had any doubt that he would score.
Takže já jsem to v podstatě dva roky před mistrovstvím Evropy jsem začal používat, zkoušet. Samozřejmě pak jsem to zkusil přátelských utkání.
About 2 years before the European Championships, I began trying it. At first I did it during friendly matches and then did it once or twice during Czechoslovak league games. It worked so well that I decided I would use the technique if I got a penalty at the European Championships. Of course, it was pure chance that the opportunity came in the final, after the Germans equalized in the last minute. And then, when it went to penalties, the German player missed his kick before it was my turn. It was like the will of God. I was 1,000% certain that I would take the penalty in that way and that I would score.
Já jsem věděl na 1000%, že prostě tu penaltu dám takhle.
Deux pas au maximum, trois peut-être. C'est parti, la Panenka! Est-ce qu'elle est dedans? Elle est pas dedans.
French midfielder Zinedine Zidane scores a penalty similar to Panenka's in last year's World Cup final, a strike which is listed several times on video sites like YouTube as La Panenka de Zidane. The Panenka is now part of any serious penalty taker's repertoire of kicks, and the Czech footballer's strike has been copied by other top players like Italy's Francesco Totti and Portugal's Helder Postiga. So how does he feel about this kick being his major legacy in football?
Už několikrát jsem viděl, že to některý hráč v televizi nebo v nějakém záběru dál. Každý reportér v každé zemi prostě nezapomněl říct, že...
Several times I've seen a player take a penalty like that on television, and every commentator in every country never fails to describe it as a Panenka penalty, which is naturally very gratifying. I also remember that the greatest player ever, Pelé, said at the time that anyone who took a penalty like that must be either a genius or a madman. I certainly hope I'm not a madman, so I assume what he said about me was okay.
Many people who saw Panenka play week in, week out for Bohemians when he was in his prime claimed that he was indeed a footballing genius, who was renowned in this country for the quality of his passing and his free kicks. Unfortunately, he is perhaps only really remembered around the world today for his penalty, because the restrictions of the communist era meant he never got a chance to regularly parade his skills on a bigger stage. The strict transfer system for football in communist Czechoslovakia meant that he was never permitted to play for one of the top Czechoslovak teams of the 1970s, like Dukla Prague or Sparta Prague, who regularly featured in Europe's top club competitions. Instead, Panenka spent his best years as a footballer at Bohemians, whom he had signed for as a child and who insisted on retaining his services for 23 years before eventually allowing him to move to Rapid Vienna when he was 32 years of age. Although Bohemians never challenged for major honours while Panenka was at the club, he is not bitter about the lack of medals and trophies in his locker, and insists that he has more important criteria for gauging how successful his career was.
Moje kredo, moje myšlenka vždycky byla pobavit diváka. Pobavit sám sebe, aby jsem já měl z toho fotbalu požitek.
My credo and belief has always been to entertain the spectators. First of all, I had to enjoy myself and like the football that I was playing. But I also wanted to give fans who are working all week something that would please them when they come to watch a game on Sunday, which they would talk about all day in the pubs afterwards. I always tried to provide this for the spectators, and I firmly hope and believe that I didn't fail in this respect, because I always had a very warm relationship with the fans, both at Bohemians and in Austria, where I was very popular. I think even fans of other clubs like Sparta and Slavia liked coming to watch me play. For me, that was the greatest triumph of my career.
Spartani slávisti prostě se třeba na mě chodí rádi dívat a to je pro mě největší vítězství.
Although proud of his positive relationship with the football fans who watched him at Bohemians and Rapid Vienna, Panenka says another satisfying aspect of his career is the fact that he also managed to win the respect of his peers.
Já jsem byl několikrát nominovaný do různých výběrů Evropy a světa. A to je pro mě skutečně vynikající.
I was picked several times for various world or European 11s, and that was a huge honor for me. It was great that a not so well-known player like me from Czechoslovakia could suddenly find himself sharing a dressing room with the likes of Bobby Charlton, Eusebio, Beckenbauer, Blokhin and Cruyff. It was one of the high points of my career that I could play with players of that caliber and that they treated me as their equal.
Oni mě tak brali jako rovnocenně. Takže tyhle ty zážitky z těch utkání, prostě to já hodnotím strašně vysoko ve své kariéře, no.
Antonín Panenka actually became one of the first Czechoslovak players to ply his trade abroad when he was allowed to leave the country at 32 years of age to play for Rapid Vienna in the more relaxed era of the 1980s. Although he received offers at the time from clubs in Spain and from other big leagues, Panenka says his relatively advanced age meant that Rapid Vienna were a natural choice.
Já musím říct, že jsem udělal správný krok. Samozřejmě bych asi ve Španělsku nebo v jiných zemích.
I think I made the right decision. Naturally, I probably would have made a lot more money in Spain or in other countries, but then again, I was very satisfied in Austria. I have very fond memories of my time there. We enjoyed success in sporting terms, but what was the most important thing for me is that the Austrian fans took me to their hearts. From that point of view, I would see my time there as very successful.
Antonín Panenka actually won two league titles, as well as an Austrian Cup with Rapid Vienna. And he also made an appearance in the 1985 European Cup Winners' Cup final against Everton. It was a fitting coda to the career of an extremely talented footballer, who, if he'd been born 20 years later, would probably have made millions and won a hatful of medals at a top European club. After retiring from football at the age of 38 in 1987, Antonín Panenka has since worked as a coach and a television pundit. He is currently president of Bohemians Football Club and still has a very warm relationship with the team's fans, who simply referred to him affectionately as Tonda. Although Panenka's affection for Bohemians is obvious, he admits that he would have liked the chance to prove himself at a major football club like Manchester United or Real Madrid, had the opportunity arisen when he was in his prime. Nevertheless, all things considered, he says he has no real regrets about his playing career.
I can't say I have any disappointments. I've lived a very beautiful life and travelled the entire world. The most beautiful thing about my life and career is that my hobby became my job. The fact that I was able to make a living doing what I loved doing is fantastic. Not many people manage that.